Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show, everybody. My name is Allison Cullen. I am your host of You Do Woo. Thank you for coming back again to listen and learn. I have something new and exciting and fun and different for y'all this week. I don't know if I'm going to be doing this every month. We'll see. But I definitely was led to share an energy update with y'all this week as we start out the month of March 2024. I've been giving new paradigm updates pretty much once a year. I might have skipped one year, just to show y'all the progress we are having as we approach the year 2027, which is the new paradigm shift according to human sign. But you can also see a lot of the changes already coming in now. I've talked to so many of you. But several themes have been coming up lately with my clients, almost on an everyday basis. The ones I've been working closely with, the ones that I've been doing Voxer coaching with, who are in my mastermind, who are in my Alchemy membership, and they're just so reoccurring and potent that I think that they're a collective deal going on. There's, how many do I have? One, two, three. I have three themes and then, no, four themes. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the new moon we have on March 10th. And then the full moon as we end March. But yeah, it's been an interesting last few weeks. God has been waking me up a lot of times before 3 a.m. lately. I know there's certain, some of y'all have talked about, there's different like Chinese meridian stuff. I don't even know where if you wake up at certain times, it means your liver's off or blah, blah, blah. I totally agree with that. And I think we're going through a very interesting season right now on Earth where that might not necessarily be true for everybody. Some people are feeling the intensity of the solar flares, which I'm going to give you guys a reason. There's going to be a ton of resources in the show notes for this episode. So make sure you scroll down and check them all out. Some resources from NASA, some resources from a little bit more spiritual or woo-woo places. But yeah, even NASA has been talking about how we have had really intense solar flares, especially the end of February. And to me, I'm thinking that's what has been waking me up. And maybe God's just waking me up because that's the only time where I have my undivided, he has my undivided attention and that we can spend time together and pass back and forth informations. And I'm grateful for it. It's so weird because I had so much postpartum anxiety with Caroline with that time of not sleeping well and all that kind of stuff. And not that it's not hard. It was the hardest year of my life, that first year with her. But now when I don't sleep well, I can very much be okay the next day. And even if it's several days in a row, I do go to bed at like 8 p.m. So I heard somewhere, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, but I heard somewhere that like the sleep you can get before midnight is the best sleep. So I sort of tell myself that if I'm sleeping even 8 p.m. to midnight, then that's 8 hours of sleep for me and I'm good. But I've usually been waking up at like 1 or 2 or 3. Today I slept till 6:30, so that was amazing. But I've been getting a lot of downloads during that time. And then they have been matching what I've been talking to my clients about. So I had to share with y'all there's four themes that I see happening right now, and I think will intensify during this month of March. I would love to hear from y'all if you're experiencing these. The themes are, and I'm going to go into each of them, humans having a quantum leap in consciousness, our level of consciousness going up because of the solar flares. Number two, career changes. And these might be happening right now, be forced upon people, or be sort of a seed in our mind being like, okay, this time next year, I can't be at this job, having the schedule, working with these people. Like, it's just not going to last beyond a year. And so you're sort of thinking your plans, your exit strategy, or your pivoting strategy, which that's you. That's most of the people that I actually work with, have been working with the past 4 years, is moms or women who are pivoting careers in one way or another. So consciousness, quantum leap. Number two, career changes. Number three, dreams. And these aren't just like having more dreams. It's having dreams and actually remembering them, having more vivid dreams, and having dreams that are trying to tell you something, whether they're pointing out subconscious fears or things you need to get rid of out of your psyche, or steps you need to take forward to make changes in your life, whatever. And then the last one is heightened emotions. So I'm going to start out with the consciousness quantum leap. One thing that I have learned in the human design world the past 5 years or so is that this new paradigm shift, this up-leveling in human consciousness, this changing of our DNA is going to happen whether we want it to or not, whether we like it or not, whether we enjoy it or not, and whether we have to try to make it happen or not. Like, it's just going to happen anyways. I think that in 2020 and 2021, there were so many societal changes and structural changes in the old paradigm, the old way of doing things, like working from home, being in charge of your own schedule, people losing jobs, financial changes, like all that kind of stuff. There was a lot more external changes in those 2 years. And in 2024, I really think that there's going to be more internal changes and changes that come just purely from the massive amount of light energy coming to our planet. I think that some people's physical bodies or maybe souls aren't going to be able to handle that amount of light energy, and they will somehow move on to whatever is next, whether that is heaven or some kind of purgatory or their next life or whatever. It depends on what you believe. None of us really know. And then I think those of us who remain here and I'm not saying this is all going to happen in March, but I think that the solar flares are going to start becoming more and more intense, and you're going to start seeing people in your life wake up in a lot of ways. And I think that those of us who are meant to stay through 2027 on this earth are going to have our cells change at an incredible rate. Health issues might start popping up, but in a way where it's not like meant to be bad for you. It's sort of like a wake up call of like, okay, we got to start doing, like, this happened for me with alcohol, and it might not be for you with alcohol. It might be with some other addiction or some other way that you numb or sugar or, you know, there's a lot of people who were vegan who are becoming meat eaters again, and the opposite, people who eat way too much animal products and processed food, eating less of that or becoming vegan or vegetarian. Everybody's body is very different, and everybody's body needs something different to be balanced. And I think that you're going to notice a lot of people in your life changing at a rapid, rapid pace. There might be people who are very devout Christians who start questioning things and say, I don't need the church anymore, but I do want to be closer to God, and I do want to be a more kind and loving person. You might have people who are atheist or agnostic, who just have no connection to source that they feel, that start really seeking out spiritual community. It's going to be pretty interesting. So I would love to hear, as these things happen, it's going to happen whether you try to make it happen or try to help change people or not. So just like let them go through their process. This is something that's very hard for me. I'm a fixer. I'm a helper. I'm a recovering codependent. So I love to help people on their spiritual path. And I've realized that all I can do is be an example through how I'm changing and to provide resources, which is what I'm doing through this show. Another interesting thing, I don't know if you guys have heard of or read any of Dr. David Hawkins' books. I read Letting Go several years ago. It's so good. You don't have to go read a book. I'm just going to share a piece of information with you. He's a researcher, and he has found that one person vibrating at the energy of peace can counterbalance 90,000 people vibrating in negative energy. So what's really interesting is I Googled this today. We have 8.1 billion people on Earth as of today, in beginning of March 2024. So that divided by 90,000 is what? 90,000. I was not expecting that. 90,000 squared is 8.1 billion. So in order to heal the Earth, to help our environment, to help end all wars and all terrible things that are going on this planet, we only need 90,000 people vibrating at the level of peace to create a consciousness shift in the world today. To give an example, one of the bigger cities that I live near is Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas has about 1 million people. Maybe it's more than that. I think as of 2021, it was 900,000. So I'm sure there's a little over 1 million people. If only 10% of the humans that live in the city of Austin, Texas would vibrate in peace for 1 hour total today, we'd have a worldwide consciousness shift in the 8.1 billion people who are on Earth today. Is that a little bit crazy? If nothing else, I want you to share this episode with everybody you know because of that one bit of information, because we can reach those 90,000 people real fast. So we're going to be having a consciousness quantum leap this month, and they're going to get more and more intense every month as we near 2027. But I really feel like we're going to start feeling it this month. We are having a few weeks of just quote unquote calm in some ways. I think there's a lot of emotions I've been processing. But other than that, it's sort of like things are a little bit energetically, for me at least, at a plateau. And that's going to change come eclipse season that starts March 25th. So take advantage of these next few weeks. And let's really do a good job to try every day, even if you only have 10 minutes of meditating, vibrating at a level of peace. If you could do an hour or more, that'd be amazing. But that's going to be happening whether we try it or not. But we could put in a little effort and see what happens. Number two thing I wanted to talk about was career changes. I mean, literally almost everybody in my world is having some sort of career change or pivot or loss of job. If this is you, send me a DM on Instagram because I have several resources that I can get to you that will help you in this process. A little backstory, this happened for me 4 years ago this month. Caroline was born September 2019. So I had a nice long maternity leave. I think I went back either mid or end of June. I didn't really go back full time at all. So I went back part time mid or end of January 2020. And so I had a few weeks of going back to work part time. And I worked in the music industry at that time as an accountant, as a business manager. Then mid-March was when everything went crazy. And my music industry work came to a halt. I got put on unemployment, which I was very grateful for because that was some money coming in. I had another income portal that actually increased a ridiculous amount, which I was very grateful for. But my soul was saying that that needed to close soon, which was very scary because that was like that in unemployment was how I was paying my bills. And I didn't know what the heck I was going to be doing next. But I just surrendered. I tell the story in my Feminine Art of Getting Rich course because I also, in addition to those two income portals, was able to manifest some magic money, which was helpful. And I was able to invest in getting certified in human design. I had been studying human design on my own for a little while, but at that time during COVID, March, April, May, I like got two or three human design readings from different people, which it's always good to get several if you're into that because everybody has a different perspective. I think I got two immediately. And then a few months later, once I knew I was going to teach human design, I got a third. And then I got certified and I started this podcast in July. Now, come October or November 2020, I did have the opportunity to start working in the music industry again. And by that time, I had totally pivoted. I had not replaced my income yet, but I also knew that I didn't want to work full time. I wanted to not have my child in full time daycare. So I needed this part time gig, and I knew that the music industry was no longer for me. It just was following your sacral, like following your authority in human design, things are so much clearer. And I had had 6 months of practicing that to just know that that wasn't for me. So it was very clear. I was grateful for that. But if these things have not happened to you yet, they were going to start happening this month either. And you might love your job and it might be totally aligned. And if you've been studying human design for a while, if you know that this is your aligned path and your authentic career, then this little portion of this episode is not for you. But you might know people who are becoming disillusioned with their job, who are burnt out, who don't want to work 8 hours a day. We were not designed to work 8 hours a day, even generators. Like it's really, that's something that's been very, I might need to do a whole podcast episode on this. We can work 8 hours a day, and especially if it's doing something that truly lights us up, but there's way more to life than work. So nobody was designed to work 8 hours a day for their whole life. Things with money are going to be changing. So if you're only staying in a job for the salary or the benefits, that's going to look entirely different 6 months from now, and that's not going to be worth it to you. So there's going to be a lot of, I would say probably with the amount of people who are in aligned careers, probably at least 70% of humans who are in the workforce are going to be changing their career in one way or another this year. And I think the big first wave of this is going to be March. So that's just, if you're feeling that, nothing's wrong with you. You're not crazy. If you don't start making some sort of baby steps, you will eventually be pushed off the cliff, whether you're ready or not, and it'll be fine either way. But if you want some help on that, feel free to DM me because I have lots of resources for you. Okay, last two are dreams and emotions. So we're going to be having much more vivid dreams if you're not already. There's so much, your pineal gland has a big job in this. So if you need some tips on really cleaning that out, you can go listen to my episode on the crown center. I'll put my energy PDF freebie in the show notes to this. So you can go, if you have not listened to all of the energy center episodes, the energy center PDF shows you how to decondition from each of those. And the pineal gland is in your crown center. And that tells you how to clean that up. If you're not having dreams, you're going to want to have dreams. So cleaning up your pineal gland can help that because dreams can bring a lot of clarity. It can be a way of God talking to you to show you what steps you need to take, what fears you need to clean up, what what direction you need to go in. And I would highly recommend writing these down. I tell you how to do this and how to use this in order to manifest. I tell you my journaling process, my daily journaling process in my manifestation masterclass. I will link that below so that you have that. But I'd highly recommend first thing in the morning before you do anything else, keeping your journal, which I tell you what journals I use because there's a specific one I get on Amazon that I really love for this type of journaling. I would write them down before you even get out of bed so that you can remember them. And then the last one is emotions. We are in Pisces energy still. I just found out not long ago that I'm a Pisces rising, and man, it makes a lot of sense. And this is all about emotions. So you might be feeling more emotional than ever before. For me right now, my solar plexus center is actually defined. My emotional center is defined. It has been for the past week. It's going to be for the next week. It is the weirdest thing. I was telling Cam last night, nothing external like happened. There's nothing for me to be grieving over right now, like at all. And I, yesterday for like 3 hours before I went to bed, I felt like I had just gone through a breakup. I've gone through two big breakups in my life. The first one was worse than the second one. And it wasn't like the feeling of like when it first happens. That's like a shock and a, oh my God, I'm going to die. This was like 2 to 4 weeks after the breakup where you're just feeling so sad and depressed and like you want to cry all the time and you just want to cocoon and watch sad movies in your bed and whatever. Like, and then also not how I felt the day that my dog died, Ryder died, but like the few weeks after, like that sense of sadness. I never get that ever. Usually it's external things that cause my emotions or other people's emotional waves that cause my emotions, but mine's defined right now. My center's defined right now. And that I haven't experienced that in since Ryder died in September, 2020. And then before that, it was 2011. And before that, it was 2006. And those are the only three times in my entire life that I've ever felt that way. And it's the weirdest thing. So I wrote that down in my journal. So we'll see what comes of that, or if it's just old emotions processing through, old grief processing through, which is a purifying thing and it's good and I'll take it. So those are the four main themes that I see coming up a ton for all of us as humans in March. Consciousness quantum leap, career changes, dreams, and emotions. Two things I want to talk about. We have a new moon coming up on March 10th. This is a perfect time. You could start Saturday, Sunday, Monday of this week. Start setting intentions and planting seeds. I'm going to give you some resources of different things to listen to and exercises to do during this upcoming weekend. This is a really important new moon because at this time, this is our last new moon before eclipse season starts on March 25th. During these couple of days of the new moon vibes, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your intentions have a way bigger impact on the reality you're going to create for the next 30 days. So March 9th through April 9th. And keep in mind, that's eclipse season and the actual solar eclipse on March 8th. So this is a really, really important time of planting seeds. The power of your words are incredibly important. I'm going to give you a resource of a podcast episode to listen to for that. And then I would highly recommend doing, I love this specific heart opening meditation. I'm going to put that in the show notes for y'all. If you could put it in with headphones or earbuds or whatever, like you need that too. It's the type of sound healing it is. You need the left and right deal going on, the binaural beats going on for the maximum impact. I think the meditation starts a little after minute 36. If you don't want to listen to the first 35 minutes, you do not have to. The actual meditation starts at 36 minutes. And then to wrap up, the full moon is March 24th, 25th. And I'm going to be touching on that and giving you some resources for that in our alchemy call that is on Monday, March 18th. at 11 a.m. Central Time. DM me if you need the details for that. I believe that is all. Those are the energetic updates I have for you for March 2024. I hope they're helpful. Please DM me if any of this resonated for you or if anything starts coming through in the next few weeks. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at YouDoWoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
It's said that the more time you have to invest, the greater the return. Well, guess what? Kids have the most time if we learn to invest early. That's why I created the Cash Kid podcast, where I teach kids and some adults financial skills they need to know on how to earn, save, and invest their money. Join me on this journey as we interview experts and explore topics that allow you to grow your money as kids. This podcast will help you become the money expert among your family and friends. Just remember, anyone can be a cash kid. You just have to learn how to become one. Get ready to grow your financial knowledge and your wallet with the Cash Kid podcast.